Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to give a quick shout out to our friends over at KQOB 96.9 FM, Oklahoma City, Edmond, Norman, and Ended. Now, just so you know, when we get these new radio affiliates that pick us up, they also give a guesstimation as to how many listeners, and the potential listenership is almost 1 million people. Put that up against our social platform numbers, social media platform numbers, and you can see something's drastically wrong. But we wanted to say thank you for your trust, KQOB 96.9 FM in Oklahoma. We totally appreciate your trust. I was just listening to something during the break, and I'm sure you heard this propaganda as well. But isn't it interesting how we're hearing that in New York alone, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe and or go over to beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We were just listening to the propagandists through the conservative outlets. That's what they are, friends. They're good for nothing, Matthew 5:13, but to be trodden under the foot of men, and that's exactly what we're seeing here today. And they're just driving the narrative through the Mockingbird CIA. It's not coming through what you call the left. It's coming through what you call the right. That's who's spewing out the propaganda. You should see my email list on a daily basis, a couple hundred, 200 to 300 emails coming from the conservatives that are pushing the propaganda narrative. Again, it's not coming from what you call the left, just for the record. And that's another way of getting you off your game. But look at the social media platform here, friends. New York now launches a $53 million program. Look at me. Outside of the $5,000 credit cards they were already given when they crossed the border, outside of the free phone that they were given by the federal government, who stole our money and giving to those that are illegal by this treasonous administration, Article 3, Section 3, lest you think I'm creating this. But it's interesting, not only that, friends, but they're also given plane tickets to the destination of their choice. So when they go to New York, on top of everything that's already been given to them, the illegals, folks, New York is now launching a $53 million program to hand out prepaid credit cards to, look at the headline, migrant families. They're not migrant families, friends. They're illegals. Again, if they're here through lawful assimilation, praise God, welcome. We all know why you're here, and we appreciate you. You are afforded asylum here. But when you come here illegally, you got to expect exactly what you're getting here, America. Now, they're giving away $53 million to illegals, and you're asking the question, Americans, as to why are they coming into America? Because your federal and state governments are taking your money, stealing by theft, for a better way of saying it, allocating that money to the illegals that will be made the head and you will be made the tail. Don't ask me, ask the Lord. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Now, all of this, which I'm showing you right now on social media platforms, in spite of the fact that you have a 30, I'm not making this up, I'm reading it right now, it's a live feed, a $34 trillion deficit. I had some people today complaining about what was going on and saying all this is happening because of Joe Biden and look what Joe has done. And one lady even posted 248 years of growth and now less than 3 years, look what Joe has done. And of course, I had to be a faithful witness and say, look what Joe has been allowed to do by the 329.5 million people. Don't blame Joe for what you tolerate. Don't blame Joey. Treasonous Joe, for what you tolerate. You already know he's there by voter fraud. You already know that. You've allowed that for the last 3 years to go on. Same thing with Trump. Same thing with Barack Hussein Obama. Don't sit there and blame the politicians. The politicians are a reflection of who you are, Americans, because every government in every country deserves the government that it has because it is a reflection of the people. And most people in this country tolerate this because they don't realize, or maybe they do, realize that they are the government. We the people are the government. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. Now, I'm going to have Tim Brown, morning show host, jump on with me in just a moment here, but I'm teeing this up. I just got a brand new feed from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick from Texas, and I want you to see this really quick before Tim jumps on with me, and listen carefully as to what he says, because he's going to tell you that he was speaking lightly of what was going on at the southern border until he saw it with his own eyes. Check this out.
Crossing today are coming from all over the world. We just apprehended yesterday someone from Lebanon. Now ask me, how does someone from Lebanon get here? How's that work? Nigeria, Syria, Iraq, China, how do they get here? Cuba, how do they get here? And why are they coming? And, you know, I was telling a Democrat congressman woman the other day.
He's playing the game.
Said, you know, these aren't families coming here anymore. These are single adult males for the most part between 18 and 40. Why are they coming here? And why are we letting them in?
Why are they coming here and why are we letting them in? They're being allured into your state, Mr. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Furthermore, that is your state as to where you're complaining about what's going on. I'm sorry, but isn't it my understanding clear enough that when you put your hand on that Bible, swearing to uphold the laws against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, that you would uphold them, so help you God? Didn't you say that, Dan? Yes, you did. But what is Dan doing? What is Greg Abbott doing? They're taking the illegals and they're importing them into other cities in America. So he can go ahead and play all he wants to under fiend pretenses, friends, but he's not going to get away with it here. It's his job to deport them, not to import them. Just want to make clear, okay? Let's watch the rest of this nonsense.
I was kind of having a little bit of fun with all the crazy things President Biden wants to stop and eliminate or change in America, the culture. But this is life and death. This is serious.
This is life and death.
Fentanyl.
This is serious.
Killers.
Life and death, this is serious. Oh, you better know it's serious because the Lord's at the helm concerning this drive, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Tim Brown, morning show host from sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I want to show you something, and I want you to go ahead and take a look at this, because it's my understanding, I got friends that are from all over the country that kind of keep me informed of things that I'm not necessarily always paying attention to, because I'm usually paying attention to something, just not that. So they're kind of like watching my six, per se, when it comes to what's going on across the country. And I'm told during this whole invasion that's taking place in the country today that everybody's more concerned about Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl. So in other words, and yes, I understand, ladies, so I'm going to go ahead and high-five you right now. Yes, American men today care more about full-grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball than they do their own country. Yes, sad to say. But I did want to say this because, you know, a lot of people are saying something really weird is going on, and I'm not being speculative in any sense of the word, but I do want you to contemplate what I'm going to show you next, okay? Because, you know, a lot of people know that Obama's kids aren't Obama's kids, okay? If you believe that Obama's kids are actually Obama's kids, you have a fifth grade understanding that the mainstream media has continuously given you to drink, and you've drank it, okay? Everybody knows that those kids are not Obama's kids. Now, I'm saying that for the very reason that a lot of people are saying that someone has a, it's a weird word, doppelganger. And I'm just going to go over here really quick because this is a weird word. It is doppelganger. I'm sorry, doppelganger. I wonder if that's in the Webster's 1828. If it is, I will be surprised. It sounds like it's a new word. And, of course, there is no such word. And doppelganger, forgive me, doppelganger. And yes, I'm supposed to know everything. I already get that. So those people that are making fun of me right now for saying doppelganger rather than doppelganger, I'm just here to tell you that it's not in my dictionary. So, well, with that said, you now understand doppelganger, that Taylor Swift, speaking of what I guess all the people are paying attention to right now, this is Taylor Swift right now. And this is a picture of her. But a lot of people are wondering if she is, in fact, the child of none other than Zina LaVey. Because they are almost identical twins. Zina LaVey is the daughter to Anton LaVey. Anton LaVey was the Black Pope. And I think everybody's kind of getting a good taste of bringing about this sort of affinity, alliance, whatever word you want to use. Because Taylor Swift is going pretty satanic right now, folks. To say the least, and I'm not even being funny about it, but the stuff that she is doing is outrageous, to say the least. A lot of people are saying, look at how she's turned on the kids, but folks, this is what we've seen from the music industry. This is what we've seen from that of Disney, the entertainment system. It's what we've always seen, friends. But look at this. Zina LaVey looks identical. I'm sorry, Taylor Swift looks identical to Zina LaVey. Now, am I saying that that's her mom? I'm not saying that, but I am saying that there's a high probability that that just might be the case. But I want to go back full circle after I just made that point, because I just seen it. This is live radio. This is what we do here. I do want to go back and say, is that really true? People care more about little teeny bopper Taylor Swift entertaining their kids into hell than they care about the invasion that's taking place in their country? And just playing a video just a couple minutes ago of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick from Texas saying, you know what, I kind of made light of it, he was saying, in so many words, and then he said, until I seen it, and then he said, this is a matter of life and death, and I'm just going to go back and reinforce what he said. You know, first of all, you're supposed to stop it, you're supposed to deport them, so don't complain about what you call the Democrats when, in fact, you're the one not enforcing the law or executing judgment upon the heads of the guilty, nor are you calling for the articles of impeachment concerning Joe Treasonous Joe. Okay? Pay attention to all of that, because that's what they're supposed to be doing. Read Article 2, Section 3. But then he said it's an issue of life or death. Well, it is an issue of life or death concerning what's going on the border. So without further ado, what I want to do is I want to pull up Tim Brown, morning show host from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Thanks for joining me, Tim. Let's pick up this conversation from where we left off, because every time you talk to Tim Brown, folks, it doesn't go for 5 minutes. It goes for at least 30 minutes unless Tim Brown is in a rush, okay? But with that, and I say that complimentary, Tim. I mean, you're a radio show guy. This is what we do, right? But in saying that, the illegal invasion going on right now, I had brought up this to you this morning. I said, isn't it interesting how what's going on the border right now, this illegal invasion, whatever it may be, whatever the numbers may be, and we'll get to that in a moment, isn't it interesting at the same time, simultaneously as this invasion is taking place, all military-aged men between 20 and 40 said, this Lieutenant Governor, Dan Parker from Texas, simultaneously, they're deporting our men and deploying our men over into Afghanistan for 10-month deployment periods. Now, if that doesn't put a chill up your spine, I don't know what is. Tim, where do you want to go ahead and pick up?
I didn't think we got to that part just yet. I did read the story about that, though, and I don't know when these military guys are going to say no. You haven't declared war. Why are you moving the military around? Doesn't our Constitution say Congress has to declare war? And they're moving them out, as you've been discussing the things with Ilhan Omar this week, and then you had Liz Collin on yesterday to talk about what had happened in the state. They're moving the guys out. You know, they federalized their militia, which I don't think the framers of the Constitution understood the militia to be federalized. I think they wanted them run by the states, the president can call them up, the governor can call them up, and they can deal with things in their community. But, yeah, that's really troubling that they're pulling them out of there, even as people like Ilhan Omar and such are, you know, I mean, they're not even trying to hide it, brother.
No.
You know it. They're out there saying she's saying another guy from another country is her president. Well, then go live in that country and rid us of your ignorance and your stupidity.
Well, I think more than that, though, Tim, it's like what the lady said earlier. 248 years later, we built this country up and prospered in such a fashion, which the Lord has blessed, by the way, only to have some guy, treasonous Joe, come into office through voter fraud, and the people know it, and they tolerate it, to destroy it within 3 years. That kind of talk bothers me because I don't find that in Scripture, and this is what we were beginning to talk about this morning. When you look at Jeremiah, you look at that prophet alone who's born for the purpose to go to the church gate, the Pharisaical gate, to go to the king's gate, to the government's gate, which, by the way, in Mark 8:15, Jesus told us to beware of the leaving of both. But in the process, for 70 years and or some, give or take, Jeremiah warned those people, and they didn't listen, right? And then after the book of Jeremiah, there was a book of Lamentations that was written because the people didn't want to listen. So therefore, the good, bad, and the ugly all went to judgment, regardless if they liked it or not, because then and only then did they begin to understand that their sin was before God, because they were all judged for it. So how do a people sit there and blame? How do 329.5 million people, Tim, blame one guy for destroying their country? How can it possibly be?
Yeah, I know how they're doing it, and this is what I was confronting these two guys that we had earlier in the week in our Rumble channel, talking about when I made the mention, and I wasn't using it as an insult. They took it that way, obviously, but what I was saying was you respond to me out of the works of indoctrination and mind control, and all of us are subject to that stuff. I mean, we're faced with that stuff. Now, whether we submit ourselves to it or not is a story. But when people give you the same response that everybody else has given who supports a particular political idol, you know that they've been conditioned, they've been indoctrinated, they've been wooed or whatever you want to say, to buy into that. And I think that's the big thing. And so what breaks that? Well, the truth is supposed to break that. And that's why you and I were talking about, the anointing and such. And that's what's supposed to break that. But again, even that, is the Lord's call. You know, we're called to give the word of God and trust that the Lord knows whom he will give grace to and whom he's going to harden. And that's in his hands. But we're to be faithful in giving his word. But these people, if they want to listen to the voice of another shepherd, Jesus said his sheep know his voice and they listen to him and they follow him and they won't follow another. So if people are following that voice, it kind of makes you wonder, okay, are you taking time to get to know the voice of the shepherd, or do you got your own shepherd you're dealing with?
Exactly.
I think that really comes down to why that is.
Yeah, and I think of Jonah 2:8, those that forsake the Lord, they forsake their own mercy. And I'm going to go over there really
That's
quick
right.
because I want to kind of highlight what you're saying. And that just came to my aid right when you had brought that up. Those who cling to worthless idols turn from God's love for them. That's one translation, but that's not the King James. I'm going to go over there really quick. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, and that only comes back to you. How do you show mercy to a people that forsake God's mercy? You know, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Tim Brown, morning show host, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News. news update. This morning, America strikes back, but there is a mixed response. The Pentagon finally launching strikes at least 85 targets in Iraq and Syria in response to Iran-backed proxy forces using a drone a week ago to attack one of our bases, killing three U.S. soldiers and injuring dozens more. Now, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, Republican Louisiana, saying in a statement, "Unfortunately, the administration waited for a week and telegraphed to the world, including to Iran, the nature of our response." In other news, the president is scheduled to visit California and Nevada over the weekend. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
The president plans to be in Los Angeles Saturday, where he will meet with black leaders in the entertainment industry as they prepare for the Grammy Awards. His campaign intends to air ads during the Grammys focusing on abortion rights. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're just talking about this invasion. And Tim, do we still have Tim there?
I'm here.
Okay, so I want to get over to the conversation that you had with this doctor. But before we do that, I want people to pay attention to what's going on because this is live radio. Isn't it interesting how they have us distracted as to what's going on over in the Middle East, all the while knowing it has nothing to do with us? And if it does, people need to understand our involvement is the fact that our federal government is paying for both sides of the war. Anybody that pays attention knows that's happening. Now, what bothers me about this is the fact that we have all of these illegals invading America, okay? And in the process, they have the mainstream media and their useful idiots have you distracted looking across into the Middle East. We're being invaded and attacked by illegals who are telling us that they're going to attack us, that we're going to know who they are soon enough. Well, they have everybody in this country distracted as to what's going on over in the Middle East or what's going on concerning the Super Bowl. Folks, that's why the Lord told us to take heed. We're to pay attention to what's going on, and we're to take heed means pay careful attention. And we have to continuously keep our hand on the sword and our eyes fixed on him in the process of going forward in this Christian walk. Read Hebrews 12:2. But, Tim, let's get over to that conversation that you were having with your doctor friend concerning the possibility of these numbers being bolstered. I'm curious.
Yeah, Lord willing, I'm going to bring Dr. Lee Merritt back on next week about this. For people who don't know, Dr. Merritt actually served in a hospital on the border for nearly two decades. And so she dealt with a lot. She was explaining to me, she said, you know, Tim, we taught our kids to care for people and stuff. We led by example. You know, it was the deeds, not words deal. Although we encouraged them with words, but we did the deeds. And she said, you know, I would spend some nights, all night, taking care of illegals who'd been shot or hurt or they needed something or whatever. And she said, and we wouldn't get paid for it. And the rules for dealing with illegals was it was mandatory we had to take care of them and we weren't going to get paid. But if you're an American and you face the same kind of situation, it's a whole different story. But what she was telling me was, and I think she was in Arizona yesterday when we talked, and I think she was going to California, but she's from Iowa. And what she was telling me is she says, I went to, you know, I went in our area, I forget where it was, that she said, to see, okay, how many illegal aliens have been brought into, you know, the Iowa area and stuff. And she said, I really couldn't find a lot of information on that. And she said, when I was here in Arizona, she said, I didn't see this influx of people the way we're given to it on the news, 15, 20,000 a day or whatever the case. You know, and you and I, we've had these stories out. We've seen the video. And she told me, she said, she believes that while they're, she said, I think things are still going the same way they were going, you know, 20 years ago when she was doing all this stuff. And, but she said they're bolstering the numbers.
Yep.
And she said, what you're seeing in the video, she says, she told me, she said, I think they staged a lot of this.
Okay.
And it is to add trauma. It is to add, anxiety to the people. That's a part that messes with our health as well.
Mm-hmm. That's a part of the curse, too, by the way. Yes.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right. Because God says that he says the wicked flee when no one pursues and the righteous are made bold as lions. Proverbs 28:1. He also said in Leviticus 26, this is one that we point back to. He said, the sound of a driven leaf shall put them to flight and they shall flee as one flees from the sword and they shall fall when none pursue.
Yep.
And I'm not denying that there's definitely, you know, influx of illegals coming in. They've been doing that for years, long before Joe Biden or Obama or any of these. They've been doing it for years.
Yep.
And the Lord has been merciful to us in not letting them overtake us just yet. So in a way, he holds out that mercy and saying, if you people repent, I'll deal with the situation and I'll empower you to deal with it.
Yeah, and let me add to that too, Tim. I mean, I'm thinking of Pritzker, this tyrant in Illinois. I'm thinking of the guy in California, that little wannabe tyrant, and others across the United States of America. I feel that the Lord is just poking the people to see how far the bad guys are going to be able to get away with what they're getting away with, because they're only doing what the people are letting them get away with. When I look at what's going on here, Tim, because there's no denying Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, that the illegals, the foreigners will come in, they'll be made the head, you'll be made the tail. Well, we see these governors already deputizing illegals in their cities. And it's like, when I hear that, and I still see the Super Bowl, and I still see these stadiums and auditoriums filled with people as they praise and worship their idols, Jeremiah 11:13, which the Lord condemns clearly, I got to sit back and say what I said during the end of the last segment. The people deserve exactly what they get. And there's no way anybody's ever going to be able to come back and say, Lord, how come you didn't show us this? No, no, no. He's going to say, why did you turn off Tim Brown? Why did you turn off Bradley Dean? Because I was using them to tell you exactly prophetically where we're at in the United States of America right now. And I showed you mercy time and time and time again, and yet you refused my mercy. Those are my thoughts concerning what's going on. And as far as, you know, the numbers being bolstered, that's something the mainstream media does all day long. I mean, there's actually people in this country that believe Joe Biden was voted in by real people. When in fact, if they would look at Saul Alinsky and understand the tactic, cause the enemy, the small portion of bad guys in government, in the church, in the mainstream media, in Hollywood, in these institutions and these alpha organizations across the country, they want you, the massive amount of people, the population of 329.5 million people in this country, to believe that that small portion is the majority, while they continuously inundate you to the point where you actually believe that you're the minority rather than the majority. And so I see that as well, Tim. But I do believe that the Lord's at the helm concerning everything that's going on here, and there is no denying the fruit. And though I agree with what you said, I still believe that the Lord is speaking loud and clear to the people that we are to repent as a nation. And if we refuse that mercy and that voice of repentance, we're going to get more of where this came from. And that's exactly what Leviticus 26, verse 15 and on to 46 tells us in great detail.
Yeah, absolutely. And I totally agree. I mean, I'm not saying that just because of her thoughts on these things that the Lord's not behind it. He absolutely is. I mean, this is how he deals with people, and he doesn't change, does he? He's immutable.
Amen.
And but neither are men. You know, the prophet said, you know, you who are akin to sin, you're like the leopard. Can the leopard change his spot? Neither can you who are, you're going to continue in your sin. So God has to change the people, and he has to grant that repentance. That doesn't deny the people's responsibility to repent. And so that's why we call them to repentance. And you know what? The fruit of that is either God's going to harden them in their sin, or he's going to be merciful to them and give them that which he requires of them, which is faith and repentance. And that's because Christ has purchased it for them. But if they won't repent, then yeah, we're going to keep going down that road. And I make the correlation of the book of Revelation because, you know, in there you've got three different kinds of judgments, sevenfold judgments that come. And
that's right.
An echo right out of Leviticus 26, where he says, if you don't repent, I'm going to punish you how many times?
Yep.
Seven times more. And then if you don't repent, I'm going to punish you seven times more. And he was telling Israel that, and did he do it? You better believe he did it.
Yep.
He did it back there in the first century as an example. I think Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 10, where we are to read the Old Testament, we're to see what they did and not do that. He said that's for an example for us not to follow. We should be doing the opposite of what they did and not come under these judgments and these disciplines of the Lord in this fashion, but be those who live under the blessings.
You know, isn't it amazing? By the way, it's verse Leviticus 26, verse 24, and it also talks about what you were talking about earlier in Proverbs 28, verse 1, over in that particular part of the scripture where you will flee when none pursueth. And it's exactly what we're seeing. I mean, but isn't it interesting, all the people that, Tim, that say that they're afraid of what's going on, isn't it interesting what they consume their time with? I mean, they're sitting in front of the television. They're sitting in front of the false prophets, which are set there, as a matter of fact, for the judgment of the people that put them up in the first place. They're at the football games. They're at the basketball games. They're at the movie theaters. They're at the bar every night. And they're the ones that are afraid, and somehow or another, they just don't know what's going on. Tim, what would you say to those people?
Well, it's kind of like the people who continue in the political idolatry, too, Bradley. I mean, those guys... They'll talk about their guy, you know, the guy that wears the red jersey. They'll talk about how when you show them his lawlessness, right, where he violates the law, not the good things that he might do, which, you know, he's done some good things, but that doesn't cover up all of the lawlessness that's going on. When you do that, they go, yeah, but God's using him. Well, yeah, he is. How is he using him? They don't want to tell you that. He's using that man in judgment. And when you tell them, well, he's using the guy you claim is the political opposition, no matter if it's a Biden or an Obama or a Clinton or whoever it is God not using them too? Oh, yeah, he's using them too. I think you mentioned Nebuchadnezzar the other day. Nebuchadnezzar was a pagan king, and yet the Lord said, I'm going to bring him and my armies against him, my people,
yep,
to use as judgment against them. And then what happened after? You know, Nebuchadnezzar went with a wicked heart, like what Joseph said, told his brother, said, you meant it for evil, God meant it for good. Well, that's the same situation when God brought Nebuchadnezzar against Israel. He meant it for good, Nebuchadnezzar meant it for evil, and so God, you know, judged him and Babylon later on,
yep, yep,
for what they did to the people of Israel. So,
yeah, Tim,
you know,
I just want to add, so people can understand that. That Jeremiah 43, Isaiah 44, Isaiah 45, Ezekiel 29, where it says, behold, this is the Lord, I will send and take Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant. I don't think people realize that that the Lord, and Calvin nailed this, John Calvin nailed this. He said, when God means to judge a wicked nation, he appoints wicked rulers over them. And I don't think the American people have come to that realization yet, and why it is. They must have their heads stuck in the sands. Tim, I'm going to hold you over for another segment. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Oh, and by the way, I know we're in agreement on all this stuff. So that's why we're having this conversation, so we can have our conversation with those that listen to both of us, because that's what they want in the first place. So we're good. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I was just wondering, is my microphone breaking out, or is that me just not finishing my words? I'm so excited I got Tim Brown on. I mean, that's what this comes down to, folks. Tim, let's have a little bit of a theological conversation before the end of the show here, at least for the first hour, because I have the people for 2 hours. What I wanted to talk about is, you know, I was watching a preacher today. As a matter of fact, one came up today. It was the same guy. And I see the same guy come up a couple days ago, and he was just walking on eggshells as he was being literally attacked vocally by an enemy to America. And he was preaching the gospel. And as I'm watching this, I'm just thinking to myself, I don't remember Jesus ever doing that. It was always law to the proud, grace to the humble. I mean, Americans, have we taken time, in the 53 countries that are listening, have we taken the time to read the scriptures to see how harsh the Lord was with the self-righteous? Oh my goodness. It was law to the proud, grace to the humble, continuously. And as I was watching the video, I was just thinking, no wonder why people laugh at preachers today or hirelings today, John 10:12. When you look at Jeremiah 23:29, it says, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? And the Bible says Jesus spoke boldly as one having authority and not as the religious hypocrites of the day, the scribes. And when I look at that, I'm just thinking to myself, whoa, there's a huge difference between the preachers at the turn of the century then, when men and the enemies of God feared preachers, touch not mine anointed had meaning then. And it's interesting when you see it today, the hirelings are completely laughed at. And the first thing I thought of, and I'm going to bring Tim into this conversation. Of course, he's my guest right now. I brought up this quote from Leonard Ravenhill on Charles Finney. Charles Finney was a great awakening preacher during this particular time. And again, friends, we're not praising God, or we're not praising man. We're just bringing out the anointing that we see in the men. Okay, just to make clear, Isaiah 10:27. Leonard Ravenhill said of Charles Finney, and I'm going to let Tim answer his thoughts to the statement made by Leonard Ravenhill on Charles Finney. He said, Finney never made an altar call, which is unscriptural, within the first 28 nights of preaching. Most of our evangelists don't have 28 sermons. 28 nights in a row, and he never made an altar call. He didn't preach the love of God. He didn't say, you're a sinner, God loves you. He said, God is angry with the wicked every day, Psalm 7:11, which is what the Word of God says. And does it? Yes, it does. He didn't preach grace, he preached law. He didn't preach love, he preached judgment. And you can't separate them, by the way. He didn't preach heaven, he preached hell, was the consequence of unrepentance. He didn't say, you're a wonderful person. He said, you're a rebel that needs to repent. But he got results. 64% of D.L. Moody's converts backslid. 72% of Finney's converts remained faithful because he knew how to attack the human will, not just the emotions. What say you to that, Tim?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about this before, and we had done a video on Finney and his theology back when I was at Nicene Council. Some years ago, it drew the attacks of a lot of people, including Michael Brown. And if I'm not mistaken, I'd have to go back and look at it, but I wasn't aware of the percentages that were mentioned there in that quote. In fact, I'm almost recounting that they were sort of the opposite. But nevertheless, the point remains of putting before the people the law, which shows them their sin. It's kind of like, you know, we did a vignette in a video that we did years ago called Amazing Grace, the History and Theology of Calvinism. And a mutual friend of ours put together the vignette, Eric Holmberg. And the vignette was showing this guy going out in a parking lot and meeting all these people. And he was running in. He's got his white lab coat on. He's got this little test tube vial, whatever. And he's going, I have the cure for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And all these people, you know, that he meets in the thing, they're filming them, and they're kind of going, okay, good for you. That's great news, you know, and they walk on, right? And then it goes, and it shows him in the office with another man, and the man's sitting there, and he's been very serious, and he goes, I've got some serious news to tell you. You have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and you probably won't have very long to live if we don't do something about it. And the guy's really, you know, he's struck. He's like, man, I can't believe this. And then he goes, but I have good news for you. And the guy goes, what is it? And he goes, this, what I have in this vial will eliminate the disease that you have. We've already tested it. We already know it works. And the guy gets a smile on his face and he goes, that's the best news you could tell me. Now, what was the difference between what the first people, group of people he's meeting in the car lot, or the parking lot, what's the difference between them and that guy? Well, the difference is that guy knows he's got a disease that needs to be taken care of, and there's a guy who has a remedy for it. The other people don't realize whether they have it, they're not aware of it, whatever, and so the cure doesn't mean anything. So when the preacher comes and he preaches the law, he's showing people how much they are in need of a Savior,
yep.
How much they're in need of the remedy to their sin.
Amen.
And the one who won't do that, if he'll just preach grace, and he'll never point to the law. He never shows them their sin, so he never shows them a need for a Savior. And so they're like the people in the car lot. They go and they go, well, that's great, man. I think that's good news and all, but, you know, what do I do with it? You know, people want to justify themselves and say, no, I'm not really as bad as I am. And this is something we hit on in the morning this week quite a bit, was the fact that men are dead in their sin. And the evidence is all around us. All the lawlessness that we talk about, that's evidence that men are dead in their sin, that they're totally depraved, as the Reformers said, that sin has affected them at their very existence, in their emotions, in their bodies, in their minds. It's affected them everywhere, and so they need a Savior from sin. So I think as long as we stick with those things, and then we present a perfect Savior, not a Savior that might save you, but one that really does save sinners. And that's what Jesus does. He doesn't make sin, he doesn't make salvation possible. He actually goes out and saves sinners. He speaks and saves us, which is lost.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the first part of that. What drove them people to the foot of the cross? In America, we see these mamby-pamby, said self-appointed hirelings. Again, they're hirelings is what they are, John 10:12.
Sure.
What they're doing is they're trying to love them to Jesus. They're trying to befriend them to Jesus. But I can't find that in Scripture. Yes, you love them by dropping the word on them. And if they're hardened in their sin, you're to break up the fallow ground, Hosea 10:12, and not beforehand. And when I said law to the proud, grace to the humble, that's exactly right. And isn't it amazing, Tim, how people separate God's love in law? God gave his law because he loves. And that law, that moral law, has been abrogated. It's not been abrogated. It's not been done away with in any sense of the word. Jesus came to magnify it. And it's funny how the American church just keeps talking about the Old Testament because they don't know enough to understand that the gospel is the vindication of the law, which drives us to the cross, Psalm 19:7. Then what happens when we're at the cross? The Holy Ghost works death in us of our sin, Titus 3:5, and then turns and in turn empowers us by the Holy Ghost to be witnesses of the resurrection, which is the power of God unto salvation. Most people don't understand what I just said because they've never been broken down to the point of actually receiving real grace. There's a lot of mushroom converts that believe that they're saved today, Tim, and they're no more saved than the devil is.
Yeah. Well, I can speak from that from experience as a preacher's kid, man. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I walked that aisle, you know, and I got baptized and I prayed the prayer and I went through their Romans Road and the four spiritual flaws and all this stuff, right? I did everything they said to do. And because you're going to hell, right? That was the message. You got okay. And apparently they don't trust their message enough that it can take hold. That the Spirit of God can take hold of you through their message. They have to give you another message when you come down there. So I did that many times, and there was no change in my. There was never change in my. But I'll tell you what. When the Lord found me, okay. When he found me. And he called my name and said, come forth like he did for Lazarus.
Amen.
Buddy, it was like the lights went on in my head. Like I'd been in a dark room where you could see shadows, and that was about it. You couldn't understand anything. And the light comes on, and I'm going to tell you what, the first thing I realized was just how sinful I was and how holy God was. I couldn't sit here and put all of it into words when it happened, but I knew who was there. And all I could do was cry for mercy. I didn't have any excuses for anything I was doing.
Yeah.
And God was merciful.
Amen. And that's it. If he's the author of your faith, he'll also be the finisher of your faith. And it's very rare out there. And again, as I've said before, out of what I've seen across this country time and time again, the level of real Christianity is way, and it's safe to say, less than 3%. Tim, thank you for your time, dude. I totally appreciate it. We just wanted to have a couple conversations on things we were talking about publicly. We got hour two coming up on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.